Picking up here in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, Ein Mekadshin Al Hayayin Sharichara. The Gemara B'Vasra tells us that the Yayin that you use for Kiddush, the Yayin that's Roy L'Hakriv L'Mizbech. So the Mechol is showing what that means. You take it literally, it has to be Roy, at least with the Yavet, to be Makriv L'Mizbech, and then like Mevushal would be possible. Or no, it just means it has to be like good quality wine. It shouldn't be inferior quality wine. So most Rishonim assume in the Shulchan Paskins that only inferior wine is possible. So it's not technically it has to be Roy L'Hakriv L'Mizbech, but it can't be like very bad quality wine. So for example, Reich Hara, the wine smells funny, so you shouldn't make Kiddush on it. Even though it tastes like wine, v'lo al yayin megula, wine that was left uncovered. So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch about mashkin megulim, that there's a concern that maybe a nachash tasted them and maybe there's poison in it. We're generally not makvin on this because we live in places, most of us live in places where there are no scorpions or nachashim that are drinking for the water. But Aval Pichen, and the Mechaber has to pass in that way. Aval Pichen, the Mechaber says, it's not roi. If something was left open all night, it looks kind of gross. You know, you leave a cup of wine over all night, so then, you know, it's a question of what the shear is, how long what the shear magula is, but whatever. It seems like something that's inferior quality, you wouldn't want to make a kiddush on it, do a mitzvah with something that is considered substandard, like Reveinu al Pichasecha. It's not appropriate. Chaver continues.
What do you do if you break the cork?
Pardon?
If you break the cork, then what do you do?
So you can cover it with something else. I mean, would it be possible with the Eved? I don't think it's possible with the Eved. You're not supposed to do it. If you break the cork, I guess you put something else on. Piatzluchis. What do you get? A piece of... put something else on.
A piece of pottery or something?
Exactly. The afilu ha'inu d'lo kaftinu ha'gilu. Fine. V'inu yain d'reichei chamro v'tayim v'chalo. Sometimes wine loses its taste. You know, the wine is affected by air. So if you open a bottle of wine, you let it sit. So after a few weeks, it starts becoming like vinegar. So even if it smells like wine, if it tastes off, you shouldn't make kiddush on it. That's even a shaila for the Eved, because if it really is so off that it wouldn't be a geffen, you know, is that really considered... Did it make kiddush on wine? Maybe you gave kiddush on vinegar. Usually it doesn't reach that point. But even if it's a little off, you shouldn't make kiddush on it. Because it's not appropriate to a mitzvah in a substandard form. I just want to take back what I said before. I said I don't think it's ma'akev at the Eved. I'm wondering why not, because the Gemara says it's not kosher to make kiddush on. So we assume it doesn't mean that it has to be ma'akev kosher to mitzvah, but it has to be kept substandard. So the Gemara actually sounds like, I don't know, it doesn't say in the Mechaber that you're not yotzei. Is it clear you're not yotzei? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, first Mishnah Berurah. I feel ain lo yain acher. I feel with the Eved and Kiddush. Mashu divir on bad shuvu beis yosef loyatza. Ayn behalacha. So I take it back what I said before. I apologize. The Ramban sounds like you're not yotzei. The Beir Halacha has a discussion about this. I'm not going to go to this right now, but apparently there is a deal in what would it be with the Eved. You always have the option of making on bread. So if your wine is substandard. Let's say you made it on substandard, right? You know substandard, sometimes it happens. You know, you made it on the wine who's sitting on it. That tastes a little bit off. So would you have to make kiddush again? I assume not. But ends the Beir Halacha B'tzarachiyan. He says, after the Davashu, Yikuv, after the Eved, B'tzarachiyan. I'm not sure the mice of what we would say in that case. Weiter. Sif Beis. Yayin migatu mekachin olav. Yayin migatu means freshly squeezed juice, grape juice. So you're not thinking it's on wine. Grape juice is also wine. V'soche adam eshkol shalom olav v'omer olav kiddush yom tzaferish gemara. You can squeeze, you're not on Shabbos, you know, to make, if it's Erev Shabbos, you'll make grape juice. And you can make kiddush. Now, there seems to be a luchatchila of making kiddush on nice wine. And grape juice is not considered nice wine for most people who like wine. So grape juice is like substandard, relatively speaking. Meaning it's really substandard, but it's not. So there's the idea of making kiddush on nice wine. And there are some people who don't like wine. If you don't like wine, so grape juice, most people like grape juice. So then you can make kiddush on grape juice even lechatchila. But if you like wine and you have wine, so it seems that it's better to make kiddush on wine.
Is there any difference in that halacha with day and like kiddush at night, kiddush by day?
Right. So kiddush by day, chamar medina is even lechatchila. We assume there's a session about that too, but I think the minhag is to assume chamar medina is lechatchila on that day, and therefore you can make kiddush by day. So there are people who make kiddush on wine on Friday night, and by day they make kiddush on grape juice. That's a chumra some people have, both because there's Indian, partially because our grape juice might be worse than regular grape juice. What's here described here is grape juice that is freshly squeezed that could become wine. Our grape juice is always pasteurized, and it can never become wine. So there are some achronim who raise doubt as to whether our grape juice is really considered yain migito, because it can't become wine. A and B is also pasteurized, so it's considered mevushal. And there are some rishonim who hold mevushal is a problem. So if you assume a pasteurization creates bishul, we'll talk about it in a minute.
What's the issue with mevushal?
Well, once it's mevushal, there are some rishonim hold that it's no longer wine at all. And even if it's wine, it might not be considered royal l'nasek on mizbeach. So if you take a literal understanding like Gemara Babasra, that it has to be royal l'nasek on mizbeach, so yain mevushal isn't. So we'll talk about the status of mevushal in a minute, but either way, the minhag is to make kiddush on grape juice. During the prohibition, this was an issue because there were laws against alcohol, so there were exceptions, so people had religious exceptions. So the Orthodox Jews said, some of the conservative Jews said, we need an exception, we have to make kiddush wine. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it's not true, you make kiddush on grape juice. And there was like a machlokas, like the conservative one, he won a machmir, remember correctly. And the minhag olam fits in Rav Moshe is to make kiddush on grape juice, people aren't mepakpik on it. Then people are machmir, there are some people are machmir and make kiddush on wine, but it could have been people...
So they might make kiddush on non-bushel wine?
The briskers are mocking to make kiddush on non-bushel wine, red non-bushel wine. We'll get to all the chumras soon, but there's no shear. Shari chumras lo ninalu. Okay, fine. Let's say it. I should mention that even if you hold that you can make kiddush on wine, which is accepted practice, there is a discussion of whether or not you can add water to grape juice. Meaning by wine, we assume you can add some water to it because it still retains its taste. Grape juice sometimes is very, very, it depends on the type of grape juice you have, but sometimes it's not, the taste isn't so strong. So if you add water, some argue that it's mevatel l'shem yayin, even if it's, again, it's also a chumra. Most people assume that grape juice is like wine. You can add up to 1/6, as long as it's 1/6 wine, it's still, and most of our wine is already watered down, but the grape juice generally isn't. Although I saw in Eretz Yisrael, they sell grape juice that's watered down. They sell grape juice that's like 80% grape juice, and 20% water and sugar. It tastes really awful. But most grape juice is actually 100% grape juice, so then you'd be able to add a lot of water. But obviously, if you add it so much water that it doesn't really taste like grape juice, so then you're running into Shiloh, and maybe you don't see it all. So, okay. It's more an issue, it's again, like on the Leil Seder, people that drink 4 cups, and people are sick, they can't have so much sugar. So there is a discussion if you water down grape juice, and there's a machlokas about it. But there are many folks who hold it, it's permissible as well. There's also something they sell, grape juice from concentrate. So some think that's worse. That even if you hold, you can water down grape juice, but if grape juice from concentrate is just concentrate and lots of water, so then it's hard for me to know how it's different, but there's some folks who think that's more problematic. But it's not so common.
Yeah, that would be just watering down like the concentration.
Well, the concentrate, I think the way they make it is like they boil it up, and like they dehydrate it, they have this like thick
paste,
and then they put water in it. So is that worse than regular grape juice you add water to? Some want to say that's worse, and that for sure isn't good. I don't know. I don't think it's so common to have grape juice from concentrate.
Kedem's not, right?
Kedem is 100% grape juice, but they add in concentrate to have the taste. Like the difference in Israeli grape juice, there are many differences, but one of them is like Israeli grape juice, like. Quality control isn't the same. It's not like every season is a little different. Kedem always tastes the same, and they add in
super sugary though.
It's super sugary because they add in concentrate in addition to grape juice. They don't add water. Mm-hmm. They add in like sugar essentially, concentrated grape sugar, and they do it based on I think the different types of grapes to make it all exactly the same taste, uniform taste. Yeah. Quality control, that's the thing. Some people like it. It's what tastes my youth. I got used to the Israeli grapes, and I have a hard time with the canon.
Really?
Everybody's different. It's a question of the time of the rare. But okay, and it tastes very, like, to me, you know, synthetic. Meaning it's like I don't know.
I don't drink it either. But like,
okay. Anyway, everybody's different. I'm not.
Do you taste authentic?
To me, it tastes like grapes. It's like the fact that everyone is different. It's like, you know, it's the real deal. I don't know. Also, Eretz Yisrael. How can you have Goy Chutzar? It's like, you know, I'm saying this is Seder. Okay.
Sorry.
Although you should know, a lot of the Eretz Yisrael grape juice isn't from Chutzar anyway. Meaning they import grapes. And they, like, the Shemitah was last year, so what do they do? Mm-hmm. So all the Mahadrins, they don't want us to deal with, you know, Hatter Mechira or even Otzer Bezdin, so they, many of them just have imported grapes. So, okay, anyway, it's an afkmina for the Bracha Achrona, meaning you say Al Gafna or Al, you know, because even if it's Israeli, you have to check the bottle. Often it says Yevul Chul on it. So, Vizeder, Viter, Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Mekadshin al Yayin Shemifiyah Chavis Afavish Yeshba Kim Chin. So they used to have big barrels of, they still do, but usually we buy bottles. If you have a big barrel of wine, so you'll have little white dots on the top. So that you can make Kiddush in that wine, it's not considered inferior. If there's like a thick krum, you should take it off, whatever. It's not some okay. The Mechaber says, the Yesh Osu Mekadish Olav Elu Yisnenu Tchila Havya Kim Chin. Al yain shebeshul echavis alvi sheish bo shemarim al yain shachar val yain masok. You can make kiddush on dark wine, black wine, on sweet wine. Val yain derei chechal tamra chamra. Even if it smells a little bit off, it smells a little bit like vinegar. It's interesting because in Sif Aleph we said that if it smells bad, that's bad. But if it smells just like vinegary, but it tastes like wine, that's okay. Mikol makom mitzvah livror yain tov l'kadosh lo. They said before it's a mitzvah livror yain tov. Some people who are wine connoisseurs, you know, they save the nice wine for the meal, and they say, oh, this is kiddush wine. They're not. They're going to drink it quickly. You're not going to appreciate it. So I don't think I get not a wine connoisseur. So obviously, I don't think it makes sense to take a dessert wine and make kiddush on it. But you should get a good quality wine for a kiddush. You shouldn't say, oh, since I'm going to drink it quickly, there's no point, you know, in choosing a nice wine. It's a mitzvah.
You have to drink it quickly.
You don't have to drink it quickly, but you generally have to drink a malukma. You know, again, so connoisseurs like take it, they move it like this, they, you know, they're all the different senses. You have really a wine connoisseur. It's not just the taste, it's the aroma, and it's the way it looks, and, you know, how it sounds. I don't know, you know, I don't know.
Really,
that's a
really classic, that you can save the right place and finish it later.
Yeah, of course, you have to big up. But the big up, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they, again, I'm not a wine connoisseur, I'm not familiar with it. I think there's some people I heard that don't, are not ma'akshir of Kiddush, they want to have the wine in the middle of the wheel, but that's not right. Vizeder.
Yeah.
Okay, weiter. Mikachin al yain lavan. So you can make kiddush in white wine. Raman posel kiddush afil with the Raman holds his posel. The Gemara in Belvasra speaks about borek. So it turns out wine, the some of you should learn that means white wine. The Raman learns that only yain adam is kosher. The Gemara says that Borek is kosher, but the other chasim, and the Rashbam learns that's white wine. The Rabban learns that Rav Kana argues, and that's where the Chomer comes up, mentioned here in the Mechaber. So Stam, the Mechaber says mutter, and the Ramban, second opinion, says usher. So there are people who are makbid to dafka make kiddush on red wine. If I'm stealing olive, you're not to do avdalan. Minigah olam kasari, shown the minigah to be makel, and the question becomes sometimes you have a good quality white wine, you have an inferior quality red wine. So should you try to make kiddush in the red wine to be marviyat and Ramban, if you're losing something because you're not making kiddush on the nice warm wine? So the pashas is you should make kiddush in the white wine, the wheat paskin against the Ramban. But there is those briskers who are makbid to make kiddush dafka on red wine.
What's the reason for red?
It's based on a pasuk, yain ki yadim, I think. It's the day of Kana in the Gemara. The pasuk sounds like wine is red. And there's even a question what red is. You know, it's like goes back to Chnida. You know, what's red? So often there's wine that looks like black. It doesn't really look red. You know, so is that heavy like red or it's just any dark? You know, and what's white? You know, there's white that's like gold and there's like white mamers like water. They have such wines like it's rare, but their wines aren't even yellowish. They're like very very white. So some people say that what's
famous kosher wine.
What is that?
The blue bottle.
The Bartholomew, it's mamish white.
It's like almost
like water, right? So some people say white is only mamish white. I mean, it has a little bit yellow that's already close enough to red. And others say no. And some say red has to be dafka red. It can't be black. It depends on how, you know, you want to be. But like I said, because in Chayim Fasim, the Ein Lavan is kosher. And not only is it kosher, like I said, kosher is if the white wine is better, it's better to go with the white wine. My grandfather, Olav Shalom, had a minug, a little seder to use white wine. Dafka white, white, dafka white wine. Most people use red wine because of the makos, you know, take the blood to cover the mitzrim. So, unfortunately, we know that there were blood libels for many generations. And to avoid the blood libels, his family was to use dafka white wine. Nobody should say that we have blood of Christian children in our wine. Okay, I think they said that about the matzahs, not about the wine. But okay, they said it about everything. Anyway, that was his minhag. So he always made kiddush. And dalei kosos he would use for white wine. But the pashtus is.
I read that there was a belief also that blood in the kiddush.
Also
the general idea that Jews were like satanic.
Right. Okay.
Monster.
The same.
Anytime that there's any evidence for that, they would talk about it.
So, like I said, the Mishabur and the Shartzian assumes that white would be preferable if it's nicer. And for Sephardim, it's better to be kosher for the Ramban. That's what Ravadi paskins. But they're different minhagim when it comes to this issue. There is an interesting discussion in the postgim, can you color your wine? You can have white wine, and I'll put a little bit of red wine at the bottom, and you know it'll make it red. Is that a problem of tzoveya? You can't color on Shabbos. So the discussion is, you should see about ochlin or not. So we're generally makel. We're not concerned about tzoveya ochlin, because for the reason being, first you make tea. So you make tea on Shabbos, you make tea on klishlishi, whatever. We're not worried about tzoveya because in tzoveya ochlin, because you don't care about the tzoveya. But here, dafka, you're interested in tzviya. You want to be choshesh, the wine should be red. So maybe some poskim say you shouldn't try to be machmir to color your wine, to dye your wine red. So there's a discussion about that. Is that a good thing to do? But I think the goal is not to do that. People aren't so concerned about making them red.
Pesach, people do that too.
They do that on Pesach because they want red wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes people just, you know, on Pesach don't want to drink a full cup of wine, so they'll do a half a cup of grape juice and they'll put a half cup of wine. That's like a very common minhag people do. Is that there, if you put in white wine, you're not trying to get it red. It's just that you have white, you know, you don't want to drink a full cup of wine. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, they're probably different today about this, but the passion is you avoid it because it's not so pashut. We say Ein Tzviya Ochlin when your kavana is to be tzaveh, meaning are you allowed to use food coloring on Shabbos? So maybe not. I mean, if I want to, you know, because even though in Tziva Ochlin, that's because you're not, your primary focus on the food is to eat it, not to color it. But if you really want to color it, so maybe Yesh Tziva Ochlin. And here, if you're really choshesh that it has to be red, so then not color, that would be a problem. So make a distinction between adding white to red versus the opposite. This is a little bit hard for me to understand the difference, but apparently when you add white to red, so then you're not really coloring it. But when you add red to white, you're like changing it. It's like nikkur. I have white in the cup, and I put red, and it all is changed. When I have red in the cup, and I add white to it, so some argue that's not called, you're just filling the cup. It's just a way of looking at it. I don't know if it's so obvious. I mean, to me, it's not so obvious at all.
Yeah, it's not so obvious.
What's the difference? We're saying.
Well, but, you can see it happening.
Right, so if you don't see it happening, so we don't consider it to be happening. That's barely the claim. So some people say that you are allowed to, we should dafka do it in this direction. You should first have the red, add the white to the red, and then in Epis, it's not considered like tzviya.
In that case, then you shouldn't like take like a spoon or whatever and stir it up?
I don't think you usually have to stir it, because usually it's by mela, isn't it?
I'm thinking, if you have like a big cup and it only
in
economy,
Okay. Weiter. Hey, yain chay afilu hu imu chazak d'dari perish roi l'mazik chad plus maya ma'ak tachin olive. So even if it's very condensed, very, very, it's not diluted, and we kovakum yosir tov l'mazik, it's better to have it more arev to the chay, you should want to drink it. Vashi amazik roi, v'yena shalana yosir tov l'mazik, our wine is already watered down. You shouldn't add water to our wine. Like I said, sometimes on Pesach people need to because the people are ill and the like, but generally speaking, we don't add water to our wine. It's already delicious as they sound. Okay. Vav yayin tzimukim kachin olav. Yayin tzimukim is essentially when you take raisins and you like chop them up and you put them with water, and then the juice from the raisins makes the water taste.
Sounds pretty bad.
It doesn't sound so good, right? There's a big discussion. Don't forget, we now have grapes all year because we have pasteurization. Before they had pasteurization, they had old, you know, you had raisins. So like, if you wanted grape juice, you had to like make it on the spot. So that's what they did, and it's not so relevant today. But there's a lot of discussions in the postgame about exactly how much and how water can you add to this, you know, and how juicy do the raisins have to be? Can they be really dry, etc.?
Oh, you can probably now like the modern day raisins.
I mean,
not as processed.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a little
most of our reasons are no lachluchus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Vav shimre yain ochar tzanim shenasei lemayim im ra'i levarach leim v'rabi gefen v'chashin olav. If you have at the bottom of the barrel, you'll have these sediments. If you add water to it, so like you're going to reconstitute it and make it. Some actually, I think, are medame this when we spoke before about the concentrate. Right? Can you make kiddush on wine from concentrate? So it could be that's the case here. Shimre yain shenasei lemayim. I mean, if it, in the end of the day, it tastes like wine, so even though you add a lot of water to it, it could be that would be sufficient. It's hard to know exactly the metzias here, but some I think we can arrive from this that it would be good. Fine. The general rule, it's like 1/6 that you should have always at least 1/6 raisins to water, or 1/6 wine, like original wine, to water. For Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, I think, they want 50% wine. It used to be there was an issue with the Badatz wines here in Eretz Yisrael. I spoke about this in the past. That they would water them down a lot, so they were good for Ashkenazim. They weren't good for Sfaradim. So there was a Maisa that I think Ravadi Yosef was Masada Kedushin once, and he said Shahakal on the wine, and like the Badatz was very upset. So they changed. Now if you look at the bottles and say Kasher Firkato Gefen Gamla Dadat Maran Avedi Yosef, what does that mean? It means it's 50% wine, 51% wine. Because so they didn't want to mess with the Sparta. But okay.
That's one way to lose a lot of business.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Fine. Ches. Mikachin alayim vushal alayim shesh vodvash v'yishomim she'im mikachin alayim. So I mentioned before that the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Basra that you have to be roi l'nasech al mizbeach. At least with the Eved, the wine they use for Kiddush. And you can't use Mevushal wine for Kiddush. So just a little background, what does Mevushal mean? Mevushal means that you take the wine and you cook it. Today, nobody actually cooks wine. They don't like to put it in a pot and cook it. Apparently, if you cook it, it really ruins its quality. What they do today is that it's called flash bishel. They have like a pipe. The wine goes through the pipe. And the pipe is surrounded by hot water. And it goes for 1 second in that pipe. And so it gets cooked for like a very, very quick second, and then it comes back and it's cooled down again, and nothing actually leaves. It's not like a pot where like you can have like these like, you know, things leaving the pot. It's in a pipe that's totally surrounded, and nothing actually changes. So the Carmel makes Mevushal wine. Other wine is Mevushal, if I'm not mistaken, and they argue their wine is just as good as, let's say, the Golan and the other wineries that are non-Mevushal. Apparently Goyim don't like Jewish wine because the Jewish wine is often Mevushal. It's Mevushal because if you have help and you have service and the Goyim don't touch the Ainesa. So the claim is that Jewish wine isn't good because it's Mevushal. People who are wine connoisseurs claim that they can tell the difference. So Carmel argues that their way of doing Bishal is so quick and so efficient that it doesn't change the quality. So Rosh Zalman said, well, if that's the case, then it's not Bishal. You know, it's such a good way of doing Bishal, you haven't... Because what's the Sfar for Bishal? The Goyim would only use good quality wine for Avodah Zarah. They wouldn't use inferior wine. So the Gezerah of Yain Nesech only applied, or Sanyenina only applied, Gezerah Sanyenina only applied to good quality wine. So Rosh Zalman would argue that that's the case, so this is Bishal doesn't count, so pasteurization doesn't count, it doesn't make the wine, the grape juice, let's say, or the wine... inferior in quality, and therefore all our wines you should be careful the goyim shouldn't touch them. That's obviously on the minhag olam. All the kashrus organizations, including the bedatz, will give ashkachas on wine that's mevushal. There's a question how what the level of heat. Sometimes it says pishul al yedei pistur. That means it was mevushal just through pasteurization. It didn't reach a higher temperature. Some kashrus organizations require a higher temperature to be mevushal. But at the end of the day, the minhag olam is to assume, like the first day in the mechaber, mekachin liyan mevushal, you can make kiddush and mevushal, but there is a second day, ish onim shem mekachin, because there's some rishonim who hold that you shouldn't even say a gefen on yayin is mevushal, it's a shahakal. And even the rishonim who say that it's a gefen, there's some rishonim who say you shouldn't make kiddush on it. And there are many rishonim like that. The mechaber didn't pass in that way. So there are briskers who hold that it's a day in the mechaber, ish onim shem mekachin, so you should try to make kiddush on yayin that's not mevushal. I don't think the minhag olam is to be choshi for that. But it could be, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, all our wine that's mevushal isn't really mevushal. So then we're marviach a chomer in Hilchos Kiddush, but then you have a big tzaris when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, because you go to a restaurant and some, you know, the waiter pours the wine for you, you have tzaris. So I think the minhag olam is to be making on both accounts. So we assume wine mevushal is good for Kiddush, and that this bishul, is, even though it doesn't really change the quality of the wine, is still called bishul, and a guy can touch it, and the wine is still kosher. Okay.
Does that also apply to a non-religious Jew?
Theoretically, it would apply to a non-religious Jew as well, although there's some people who are a little more makel when it comes to that. Let's say he, there's a question if he didn't even know, let's say he opened the fridge door, and there was like a bottle of wine on the side. He didn't really know he was touching it. So some people are makel in instances like that. It's a whole discussion how to look at a non-religious Jew.
Someone told me that I was buying a gift for a friend of mine who's not totally non-observant Jew.
Uh-huh.
Someone told me that I should buy him only
mevushal
wine, because otherwise,
right,
he's
it's
trafe
when he
trafe it up for himself.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Let's move on. Let's just finish this. I'm in a chadash alav filim yeshli yain raksh in tov kumam mevushal. So wine that had sugar added or bushel, our minhag assume it's kosher. And even if you have nicer wine, even if you have a inferior wine that's not mevushel, make kiddush on the nicer wine that's mevushel. That's our minhag. Tes v'makom she'en yain matzu yishomim shmukachin la'sheicha shamashkin chutz min amayim. Some say you can make kiddush on a beer. V'la'rosh v'la'ila li'kaddish ala sheicher ela la'pas. At night you can make kiddush on bread. In daytime, you can make kiddush on the sheikhar. There's no point to making, I think we spoke about this in the past, making kiddush on bread by day is very, it doesn't look like you're doing anything different because you're just saying hamotzi. Okay, the psukim we say before, it's just like a minhag. At night, you say mekadosh Shabbos, so then making kiddush on bread is more significant. That at night we'd make kiddush on bread, by day we'd make kiddush on sheikhar. But you should try to avoid making kiddush on bread. If you can try to borrow wine. One person can make kiddush and somebody else can drink the wine. He's an alcoholic. He took a neder, he's never going to drink wine. Okay, so it's probably not a smart thing to do, but that's what he did. So now he can make kiddush and have somebody else drink. You don't have to drink, somebody else can drink. If he's stuck, he'll have to make kiddush on bread. Okay. So just to go through these halachas a little more in detail, the concept of chamar medina. Chamar medina is a drink. It's a shayla what it means. I mean, does it have to be alcoholic beverage, like beer? Or could it be any drink that you give a guest for kavod? Not because he's thirsty. You come to my house, you're thirsty, have a drink of water. Oh, I have a chashuv guest, give him some fresh squeezed orange juice. Give him apis... it's a beer, as a chashivus. So the assumption is that things that are chashiv, you could give. There's a question, every society is different. You give somebody cola? Is cola considered a... I mean, some people say, coffee and tea?
Coca-Cola,
okay. So in Eretz Yisrael, maybe Coca-Cola, yes, not RC, okay.
Yeah.
What about coffee and tea? Sometimes you offer somebody some tea, just out of cover. The chora coffee and tea would be sufficient, but it's a shaila, you know, drinking him a lugwa if it's not really hot. Yeah. If it's not, if you wouldn't want to give him cold coffee, meaning lukewarm coffee. And,
what about iced coffee?
And iced coffee, maybe, yeah. But, you know, lugwa. So there's a question about that. Lemaisa, I think fresh squeezed orange juice, people say, is considered chamar medina. Beer is considered chamar medina. And I don't think that Coca-Cola would necessarily be.
Technically,
but,
you can kiddush on beer shops tomorrow?
Yeah.
I thought it was only for Abdel. And like only B'Shas
Atzkai.
It's
the same thing, though.
No? It's the same. We assume, I think Lemaisa, that look, it seems in the Chavar that really is an ideal of making kiddush and wine in the morning. Welcome, She'ein Yain Matsui. So at night, you can also do it. So in the minute of Olam, I think it's assumed that you can do it in the Chatchila on Shabbos morning.
If you have wine, if you want to make kiddush on, say, schnapps, it's still better if you have wine to make it on wine?
Well, schnapps is a different issue. I think we spoke about this last time. The schnapps, often, you don't have to shear. you're shocked.
Yeah, we said it's a certain amount, but it depends on what a normal amount to drink is of that.
Right, so that's a taz, that's a chassidish minhag. So that's your family custom, you can continue doing that. I wouldn't recommend people start that, because it's a big chiddush.
Let's say we have a guy who's no problem,
get down, malugma. Okay, so again, it seems like there's a lechatchila of doing a wine. I think the minhag olam is assuming you could do lechatchila on Chamar Medina. Like I said, many people make kiddush on Shabbos day on grape juice, even though Friday night they try to use wine. So it seems like Friday night the kiddush is Taraisa, and again, first thing for the woman who didn't daven Maariv, and it's Ikra Kiddush. Shabbos day, the minhag is to assume that Chamar Medina is sufficient, and even lechatchila people make it on Chamar Medina.
What if I have Ketum grape juice and $1,000 bottle of 25-year-old scotch. Is there any cheshbon of that? Chamar Medina is even better than the grape juice?
So Chamar Medina is much nicer than the grape juice.
Or maybe just in the viewpoint of the Chamar Medina can never beat grape juice no matter how good it is.
It's an interesting question. Is it subjective? It seems to me that it's more objective. That wine is always more kosher than Chamar Medina. Even if the Chamar Medina is very expensive, and the wine is very, you have Manischewitz wine, and I'm not familiar with all the different blue label, whatever.
Blue label,
okay. But, I don't know. I'm not really holding that. I know it's that blue label for Purim, because there was one rabbi who was giving a blue label, Tchelos Mordechai. He was giving.
Uh-huh.
So that's only exposure. I'm not really holding. But okay, Baruch Hashem. Fine. So I don't really know the answer to your question. I think the wine is better, but there's also an added aspect of Onik Shabbos. So if you really don't like the wine, so that would be maybe different. I'm not 100% sure. Fine. Pirkas Yain Shal Kiddush Poteres Yain Shal Besach HaSuda. So when you make a bracha of a geffen, so that geffen potters the geffen in the meal. You have to have das for that. But most people who drink wine during the meal have das. Again, if you're hearing kiddush from somebody else, l'chora it's only das in the mekadesh. The kaddish isn't planning on drinking. L'chora wouldn't be enough that you have das. You have to have das. But most people continue drinking during the meal. In a ton bracha achrav. And you don't have to make a bracha achron on the kiddush. This is actually interesting to pay the mishonim. You drink kiddush, so why is it included in the birkas hamazon? So we assume that it's included because it's necessary to wash. It's a prerequisite to washing. But there are those who say that no, you should say alagefen after you make kiddush before you wash. So that's why it's probably better to drink a little wine during the suda as a chumrah, because then once you drink wine in the suda, it connects the kiddush to the wine in the suda, and then the brichas hamazon covers all the wine, also the wine in the suda and the wine before the suda.
What about the fact that it's ending your meal?
So you're saying in kiddush alchum suda.
Yeah.
So that's the next siman. But I think halachically, if you don't move to a different place, you're ending the kiddush part, and now you're starting the meal part. It's not necessarily a chisara that you didn't leave the room. You just said a bracha achrona. But here,
that mindset. I think I asked this before, but if you have we like to do it also. Is we have a kiddush on Shabbos morning,
right,
and then we sit down for lunch. Same exact table, same exact
right.
And during the kiddush, we have herring and crackers,
right.
But after the meal, I would say ala mechia.
Right, I think you should say ala mechia. I think you should.
Right, but with that mindset, it seems like it would be opposite, no?
It would be opposite, meaning?
Because of the fact that if we're under the mindset that we should say a ala geffen after kiddush, but before washing, then it wouldn't separate the meal, then...
I think that your yotzei kiddush malchus suda with the mizonos, meaning you have crackers and herring, right?
Yeah.
So that's your suda. And then you say a bracha achrona, and you take a 10-minute walk, whatever you do, you set the table, and then you sit down and you wash. Some people will tell you, do kiddush again. Well, Friday night is a different cheshbon, because Friday night is just a minute.
Okay, because we're saying that it's a full meal by having just...
I mean, if there are no kids on Friday night,
yeah.
So it's a full meal, yeah. So it is a full meal.
So
then you say bracha achrona. I'm just saying what you do Shabbos morning is that you're essentially doing your kiddush, and you're having a mini suda, and then your yotze, and then you wash. The Rav thought that in that case you should make kiddush again, because you want to have kiddush on the bread, because he thought the Vilna Gaon thought that kiddush on the suda requires bread. We can get it, but anyway, listen. Let's move on a little more time. Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. See how far we can get. Ein kiddush ela makom suda. Uvayis echad pino pino chashuv makom echad. So you have to make kiddush with makom suda. It's a gemara psachim. we pass in ein kiddush like Shmuel, ein kiddush el makom suda. In terms of hagdara l'makom, so here the Mechaber says repina l'pina is enough. Meaning you don't have to, if you're in the same room, you can make kiddush in one side of the room and eat in the other side of the room. That's okay. If you have a sukkah like in your house, that would be like okay. Some say that as long as you see the other place, that's okay. Some say that even das works, meaning I can make kiddush in the sanctuary. I've seen this in some shul. I think Ravulik does this in a shul. Makes kiddush upstairs. And then everyone goes downstairs to the social hall. So that's shaila. You don't have to do that. Ein kiddush al kom suda. But the problem is getting everybody to be quiet downstairs again is a big balagan. If everybody's quiet during the announcements, so you make kiddush, and then you right away go downstairs. So the assumption that he has is that based on this day in Shulchan Aruch that if you have das, if it's in one house, it's one building, mi-cheder l-cheder would be considered makom suda. So that's like a kula that he relies on. Since it says here v'chein ikar, he relies on that. But that's not the mainstream side. The mainstream side is that really you should do it in the same room. And we even hold that l'chatchila you should do it in the same dalaramas. Meaning, even though we say pina works, we hold l'chatchila you should really make kiddush where you're going to eat. Now this is nageya sometimes in social halls where you'll make kiddush. And then, like, the washing station is, like, outside. So, the minute Olam Sasuda, you can go outside for a second. It's not like you were Vata Lamakam Suda. The Chaznish thought that was a problem. He didn't want to wash in the room where he made Kiddush. But even then, let's say you're going to go outside. But sometimes, like, these fancy places, they'll have, like, little, like, Lechem Mishnas by the washing stations, like little rolls, because, like, people can't control themselves from not talking for more than 5 seconds, so they have to be able to wash to be able to talk on the way back. You ever see that? It's pretty wild, right? Okay. So there are a couple of issues with that. One of them is that you're not washing and saying hamotzi with the dalanamas of where you so l'chatchila it's probably better not to do that. Another problem is that often those rolls aren't the kazayis. They're like tiny, tiny rolls. You ever seen like tiny little circles? Yeah. So there's a shy lift. The lechem mishnah has to be a kazayis. Hopefully we'll get it next time. So that's also a question about that. But either way, l'maisa, it seems like l'chatchila you should really do kiddush makom suda mamish within dalar amos of where you make kiddush. Again, if you want to move your son wants to sit next to his mother or whatever, you can move a seat or two. But l'chatchila you should really do it dalar amos. But the eved, we say in the same room, it's totally fine. And if you had das, even in a different room, it's fine. And even without das, it seems like there's a yesh omrim that shiroa mekomo afilu bayis chatzer works. That would be sufficient as well. Sometimes it happens on sukkahs where it's like raining. You make kiddush. Like it starts raining, so like can you call from your porch? A porch we assume is like a cheder in a bayis. Like if you don't have to leave your house to get to your sukkah, you just go onto your porch. That's like a room in your house. So that would be sufficient. Often you can also see the kitchen from the porch. So if you can see, then v'chal, you don't need a das. That would be sufficient.
If you go to like a kiddush in shul,
uh-huh.
And you go to like the alcohol table where they have the wine or the schnapps, whatever, and you have kiddush there, then you walk to a different part of the room and then actually eat.
Right, so that would be second. That would be l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should try to get the kiddush and get the mezonos and make kiddush in the mezonos the same sort of thin dalam. So that would be l'chatchila, l'chatchila. And then people are always mocking on that. It's hard, you know, the kiddush, a lot of people, you know, elbows, you know, it's like.
Just say. Make sure to run, make it, you know, get the least appealing mezonos. So just have it
right, get some crackers. If you get two crackers, you're always set.
Right,
you
know, I don't have to confuse
anybody. I don't
have any mezonos.
Right. Okay. Fine. Days in kiddush v'bayis echer al manas lechol sham achrach nimlach lechol makom acher tzarech lachzul kaddish makom sheros lechol sham. If you made kiddush and you wanted to eat and then you didn't eat, so you weren't yotzei. You have to make kiddush again. Now, would that mean it's a brachal of atala, or is that it's okay to do that? Meaning, the Moshe Feinstein had a kiddush. Moshe Feinstein. There's a discussion what to do on Rosh Hashanah. That is very long. People want to eat. You know, so some places they have a kiddush before the tekiyas. So yeshivas, so I heard that in the Mir Yeshiva, there's a machlokes between Rav Lez Yudel, the Rosh Yeshiva, and Yerucham the Mashgiach. And Rav Lez Yudel said they shouldn't make kiddush. It's aser. They would daven until 3 PM in the Mir in Europe. And Yerucham said the boys need kolchos to daven. So apparently, he said if he's not going to kiddush, he's going to leave the yeshiva. So that settled it. So they had a kiddush. So I heard this from Yankelovich, who learned from the Mir. He was a yeshiva by us. I knew him when he was already very old, but he once told us what it was like. You know, Yom Narayim was a very beautiful description. In any case,
when did they make kiddush?
They make kiddush for tekiyas. Most places, most yeshivas, it's very yeshivish. The Dafkin, a lot of shuls, they don't. Yeah. But in yeshivas, they finish quick enough. Yeah, they finish 12:30, so you finish. You know, people can handle it. But in yeshivas, you finish 2:33, so then it's a shvera matzah. So the pashas is it's a mishnah in Megill in Sukkah. You shouldn't eat before you shake gula. You shouldn't eat before you do any mitzvah that you have to do that day. So some say, oh, you're not going to forget because we're going to remind each other. I have rice eating. They're not. They're going to forget. So the whole discussion. So Rav Moshe and Lower East Side apparently had a. Apparently, I don't remember the whole back and forth, but the Rav who was there before, Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who Rav Moshe very much respected, was very against eating before tekiyas. And people wanted to eat before tekiyas. So Rav Moshe had a chap that you could make kiddush, and eat fish, eat peros, don't eat mazonos. The isser is to eat a suda, a beitza, mazonos. So it's I ain't kiddush alkom suda. So, first of all, some hold that is a Suda. We're going to see later there is a day that Paris does count as a Suda, even though for Kiddush. And second of all, Ramosha, even if not a Suda, make Kiddush again. Not about, you weren't Yotze Kiddush, but it's a heter to eat. But making Kiddush is a heter to eat, even if not Yotze. So if you hold like that, you can make Kiddush, not be Yotze Kiddush, Makom Suda, but eat Epis, herring, and apples, whatever, you can eat crackers. I'm saying you can eat shahakal stuff, eights, adama, have some carrots, and then potato kugel, and then you'll make daven musaf, and you'll hear tekiyas, and then you'll go home and make kiddush again. So that, I don't know if he would hold like that at night also. I know you say mekadesh Shabbos, and you're not going to have a suda, because it says here, you make kiddush again.
You can also use
that
Yeah,
Pesach is the same issue on Pesach. The Pesach is the same question because nobody wants to wash and eat a kibetz of matzah. So can you make kiddush? So some people had drink a little bit of grape juice or have some dates. A different day is what counts. But you're saying you don't need that. You don't need those dates. You could just have some
fish.
Eat the fish.
You just always want to have a herring kiddush. My little brother is a big time. No, he was always saying, no, kiddush on Pesach.
Right. So according to Ramesh, you're allowed to. I don't know if it's such a the minhag is to be so mechanel chatchila. But I know people who have gluten intolerance.
Ah.
So they rely on this. They sometimes...
I don't have gluten intolerance. I have type of
herring. You have type of herring. Okay. I don't have any type of herring. I have other things. But I don't know if all my time is for around herring. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Gimel. So we just did Gimel, right? Second. So again, if you made kiddush and you left, what happens if you come back? So the Rambam says you're not yotzei. We assume that if you went for a minute, you came back, it's okay. Meaning, people make kiddush and you have to go to the bathroom. So usually it's in the same building anyway. But let's say it was in a different building. So if you came back right away, we assume you're yotzei. It's only if you went for a significant amount of time would we say that sometimes the person has to go outside to greet a guest. You make kiddush and then right the guest was coming late, so he can't. You hear him screaming outside. He needs to open the door. Sometimes in buildings you have to open the door for the. So that would be okay. If it come, go, leave, and come right back, that would be okay. Dalit. So do we do Gimel? Kiddush v'losar afi kiddush liyatza. So kiddush v'losar yimur yotzei. V'sech lechol makom kiddush l'altu shi yebedei to lechol sham yad, you have to eat right away. V'lavach yafilu akom makom kiddush liyotzei. So again, what if you makom, you have to have das to eat. Okay. V'mahar yebedei to shlo lechol sham miyad. Yeah, as long as you ate, you're okay. Fine. The Seder. Dalit. Yachol Adam l'kadesh l'cheirim afal b'sheini ochel imoim l'idio avi makom suda. I can make kiddush for you as long as you eat. Right? I spoke last time about the person in the hospital. He's going around, he's making kiddush for everybody. So I mentioned last time that he's drinking malubav every time he makes kiddush. Mm-hmm. But l'chora, I'm not sure if that's accurate, meaning if the person listening drinks the wine, as long as somebody drinks a malubav, that's okay. Meaning, often in hospitals, the patients aren't going to drink a malubav of wine. It's hard for them. So if you have to drink the malubav, you can drink the malubav. But if and they'll eat a suda. But if they can drink the malubav, that's also okay. I should mention that I saw a discussion. Sometimes in the summer, people, they make early Shabbos, especially in nursing homes and hospitals, make early Shabbos. People can't wait till 8 o'clock, 8:30 tonight to eat. So the rabbi, he wants to go home and have a late Shabbos with his wife. Can he go around and make kiddush, bimotzi them, and then drive home? Or do we say that if well, it's not kiddush Shabbos for him, so how can he make kiddush? He's like, enim chayev davar. For him, it's Friday. So Rishon Lezion discusses this. He says that it's better not to do this. If you need to, you can be selfish on it, but it shouldn't be do it with kfiyas, because he thinks that it's better to get a guy to drive you home, meaning because he thinks that to,
it's
for
you,
like
hearing, it's almost like hearing a recording of kiddush.
Yeah. Right, it's like you're not. Yeah, it's similar to that. You're not really a bar chiyuva that's coming up for Purim. You're not going to ban tesvav, imotia, ben yudalid, vice versa. It's not Purim for you. So it's not Shabbos for you. So like you know, it's a anyway.
I don't understand why the rabbi would be allowed to do that. As soon as you do kiddush, is it not Shabbos for you?
Well, can you make kiddush without das to mekhal al Shabbos? Would that be possible? I'm making kiddush for you. I'm not making it for me. I'm making it for you. Would that work?
Yes. It sounds like you're accepting Shabbos, though.
You need to be chayv in something to be.
Well, right, so you are chayv in kiddush, but you're not chayv in kiddush right now. You're mitaras kiddush, but you're not chayv in kiddush right now.
Yeah,
so here's
right.
The question. fine. So just go through this again. What do we say here? Da yakal adam lekadosh acher afish ein yakal imayim. The view I focus on. If I've got birchas yain in yakal otzi acherim, you know, nanim may have. Generally, right, when it comes to birchas ananim, as opposed to birchas mitzvahs, I can't say shachakal for you if I'm not going to drink. If I'm going to drink, I can say shachakal, and you could say amen. Mm-hmm. But by lulav, I can say the bracha, and you can take lulav because it's a birchas mitzvah, right? It's a different arvus mandates that I make sure that you shake lulav. My responsibility that every other Jew shake. So the question is, here you have a gefen, and then you have kaddish shabbos. Kaddish shabbos is a birchas mitzvah. How do you look at a gefen? It says the mechaber, the gefen is also part of the mitzvah. Kevan the high burpia gefen who chovas kiddush, kiddush hayom dom yochel lotziam af lidish inene. So even though I'm not drinking the wine, I can say a gefen, just like let's say the Masada Kedushin says a gefen, and who drinks the chasam lekala, because it's like a birchas mitzvah. It's mitzvah. That bracha is mitzvah for the birchas mitzvah. And it becomes like a birchas mitzvah.
But that's a completely different reason why he's the one who says the barakir dafen.
What do you mean?
I thought that the reason why that the Messiah tradition is the one that says it is because of the fact that it originated, and the chassid used to say it, but then some chassidim would be embarrassed.
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
Okay, but at the end of the day, you can't a regular birchas ananin, even if you're being embarrassed, I can't say a gefen and you drink by regular birchas gefen on Monday morning. But here, the Berakas Gevin integrates into the Berakas Mitzvah, and we say there's Din of Arvus, I can say the Bracha, and you can drink.
Yes.
Now, there is a discussion on Shabbos morning. From the Chaber, it says here in the Ramah, Afilu Kiddush Shal Yom B'Shachish, Mutu L'Asus Kein. So the first in the Ramah, but there is a Brisker Chumrah, they're Choshish for one of the Rishonim, I think the Mordechai, who assumes that by day, it's just a Berakas Gevin, it's like a Berakas Anani. And therefore, everybody should have to drink a little bit. Because if you don't drink, the Mitzvah is to make a Gevin before you have your Suda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a Berakas Mitzvah. And therefore, everybody should drink something that's a brisker chumrah, in order that should be considered as if you made kiddush and you made the bracha before. The chaver kiddush hush einu yodim. You should only make kiddush for other people if they can't. If they know how to make kiddush, they make kiddush for themselves. V'im adayin lo kiddush la'atzmo yitzayir shalom yitom imayim shalom litom achi yikadesh imakom sudasa. If he didn't make kiddush himself, he shouldn't taste. He should have them taste the wine. Okay. This Seder. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here, and Mirza Shem will pick it up next week.